Well, you know, certainly it was not surprising at all. I expected that it would be a 5-2 vote, unfortunately. I guess my sense is that, you know, I have heard from constituents all across Anoka County, not just constituents who happen to live in my district. And many times it's because they were not able to access their own county commissioner. They also recognize that the vote that I take today will impact them, and that we all have an equal vote in that. And I think that, you know, I voted the way that my constituents would have wanted me to vote, and that's what I'm here for. I'm here to actually represent what my constituents want, which unfortunately doesn't always happen. You know, I think some of the issues that are of concern to me certainly is the makeup of the Joint Powers Agreement. I think it really leaves Anoka County vulnerable. I'm also very concerned that this is being sold as property tax relief. As you heard the discussion during the board meeting, there was no clear commitment to doing a dollar-for-dollar reduction in the property tax levy by the amount that we're collecting in the sales tax and the motor vehicle tax. Right.
And that's what I wanted to talk to you about, too, because that I guess maybe that's not new, but that's the first time I've heard in this discussion tax increase as tax relief, which is an odd concept.
It is an odd concept, and that's the way I believe that it was sold to legislators. That's the way that it has been promoted here within the county, is that it's property tax relief, saying that the sales tax you're collecting from people who don't necessarily live in the county. But again, if it was true property tax relief, there would be a willingness to actually commit to true property tax relief. At our last board meeting, I specifically asked that question. No one would give me an answer. We currently levy $8 million for the Regional Rail Authority. $4 million of that is for North Star operating costs. So I said, well, will you commit to reducing the levy from $8 million to $4 million? Since you're saying that the operating costs cannot be paid for out of the levy any longer. There was no willingness to do that either. I brought up the old Chinese proverb that if you have a bucket of water and you have your hand in it, that's the operating costs. You pull your hand out, you pull those operating costs out, what happens to that bucket of water? All the rest of the water rushes in and fills in. Just as what will happen with our current property tax levy for Regional Rail Authority. All of those additional expenses will just eat up any potential property tax relief that might exist.
The other aspect of this that I was interested in, I'm actually a resident of Washington County, mm-hmm. which I'm not sure is the smallest county involved in this new group, but I think it is the and what I've heard out there is what you mirrored in your comments today, that the taxpayers in those smaller counties will end up basically subsidizing transportation projects in the larger counties because they will be able to get, they have more power. That's the theory anyway. Mm-hmm. Is that what you think will happen?
I do believe that that's what will happen, not only because of the weighted voting, but also there's nothing in the agreement. There's the philosophical statements in the beginning of the Joint Powers Agreement saying that they will strive for equity. There's no requirement that there be equity. And so if you look at the costs of operating costs, first of all, taken out of the $100 million pot that they're expecting to get as a result of these increased taxes. You take out the operating costs for North Star, $4 million. Operating costs for Hiawatha, let's say that's $8 million. There's, you got $12 million out of the pot. Once Central Corridor comes, operating costs for that's going to be taken out. In addition, what people are missing is that they talked about this being as a source for actually putting up the capital costs for transit, and that counties could only expend 10% of the capital costs. Well, so let's say, you know, the federal government's paying 50% of Central Corridor, so, you know, $865 million, so, you know, half of that. You bring down to even 30%. If this metro sales tax pays for 30%, you're looking at bonding for well over, you know, $260 million. In order to bond for $260 million, you need to put $26 million up as an ongoing commitment to pay off those bonds. Very quickly, that pot of $100 million is shrinking. So as you continue to make these commitments to expansion of additional transit corridors, that money is going to be quickly eaten up. There's not going to be money left over for the grants that they're talking about.
So if that holds true, and we now have a funding source for whatever projects are, wherever they're built, for the average, look ahead a little bit here, visionary, and tell me what the transportation scene in Anoka County looks like under that system.
Well, one of the, there are a whole plethora of new transit ways throughout the entire metropolitan area that are being proposed. After North Star, what's right behind it is the Northern Lights, I believe is the new name, to Duluth, which just, by the way, happens to stop at the front door of the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe Casino in Hinckley. You know, I have great concerns about setting up that sort of arrangement with no commitment from that entity to costs. And, you know, we can't have it both ways. We can't, on one hand, a study was commissioned by that group, stayed the Duluth Line Twin Ports Rail Group, that said it would pay for itself. Well, if it's going to pay for itself, then how can you say that we're going to need operating costs out of this budget? So which is it? Is it going to pay for itself? Are there going to be operating costs? You know, certainly they're talking about, I think, light rail up Highway 65, up 35W, you know, commuter rail over in Washington County on the Rush Line corridor. So certainly there are a number of corridors that would impact Anoka County. But what happens as that pot of money is eaten up and suddenly you don't have enough money for operating costs and you're prohibited now by law from levying for operating costs? At some point you're going to hit that breaking point. And the response I got at the last board meeting was, well, the legislature is looking at expanding sales tax to food and clothing. I don't think that's the way to go. It's an extremely regressive tax. We are putting businesses in the business of having to, you know, be the sales tax collector, which you know, puts a great burden on them as well. So again, I don't think that it's good for the economy. It's a hidden tax, and that's why the commissioners like it. Property taxes, you get calls on. If your property taxes go up, you can bet that there's going to be a call. This is a hidden tax. When you don't have to actually write out a check, you know, people forget that it's being paid. So
great.